All right, so I'm going to tell you what happens with Jezebel over the years. It's really not that complicated. You just have to look around you, and you can see the future by seeing the present. Jezebel, if it's a true Jezebel, she's trying to dominate, control, demasculate, dehumanize, get the man on some kind of drinking or drugging, and emotionally manipulate him in ways that he don't even know. But it depends on what kind of man she marries. If she marries a saved man, a spirit-filled man, see, she don't want him being still and meditating on the truth, right? Because the Bible says to be still and know that I am. And so when you're still, when you're being still, you hear from God. But if you're not being still, who are you hearing from? Jezebel. If she's a married Jezebel, which some of them are, usually they, when they're younger, they get married because they think what their mom taught them was going to work out. Because they usually learn it, they can learn it on their own, but they usually learn it from their mama. And so Jezebel thinks that what she's doing is normal because she heard it. She saw it with her mom and her sisters and everybody around her, you know, her co-workers and all that stuff. And so what Jezebel doesn't realize is that her script is already written. And the only way she's going to change it is change her heart, change her ways, but only God can do it. And she's running across these obstacles and bridges, you know, that the bridges have fallen down and the obstacles are so high, a real man's going to get away from her. He's going to ask her to do right or get out. Because she usually does stuff so bad that he has to ask her to leave. Eventually he has to ask her to leave because it's so bad. Because it's a Jezebel, right? Jezebel's evil. And you see that in Revelation 2, they said, kick Jezebel out of the church. Have no tolerance for Jezebel. So Jezebel's always trying to pull people in the mix. Jezebel never works alone, remember. So if she's trying to manipulate a man, either her mama or her sister or somebody's trying to teach her how to do it when she's young. When that man kicks her out, if he's saved or if he's a strong enough man, you know, he'll kick her out because everything about her is rebellion to authority. She hates God's authority. She hates the government authority. She hates her boss. She hates her husband. She hates everybody who's in authority. She actually hates her mom, Jezebel, because the way Jezebel treated her mom treated the men is the way she treats everybody else. So the family's all Jezebel under the matriarchy, you know? And it's like, anytime you have a matriarchy in control, you're going to have confusion and every evil work. It's all going to be just drama and he said, she said, and it's so convoluted, you don't know who said what or where it came from. So here's her end result. So she's going to go to another man, thinking that her games will work with somebody else who might be seem weaker. But see, what happens is if she stays with that one man, he's gone into criminality, drinking, drugging. He's gone into criminal stuff. And then if they have kids together, she's going to have to get away from him because she knows her kids are going to end up just like him, criminal. The only man that would stay with Jezebel is another criminal, you know, another Jezebel spirit. And that goes back to legalism, too. Because they're still under law, they're not under grace. I'm trying to do this in a hurry, but I probably need to slow down because when you really understand the end game of Jezebel, if there's any woman out there listening, you will not do it. Because the end game of Jezebel, she's by herself and she's in a hotel room. And she's surrounded by people that don't care about her, don't love her. Now, if she has children, even her children will get to the point where they don't want her to live with them. I've watched this over 30 years, You'll see a Jezebel. She might have she'll get disability money because she'll probably be sick because she's done so many drugs. She's out of her mind. She's drank so much. Her liver goes bad. And she's destroyed her health because she's run to all these different men. And she probably has a disease. Every Jezebel I've ever seen, they don't want to go take care of their health. They don't care about their health. They're just caring about the flesh and control. And a lot of times, I've been married. And you'll tell your wife, go to the doctor. She'll go to the doctor. And she'll come back. Did you go to the doctor? Nah, they looked at me funny. So now think about that. When you're married to a Jezebel, you didn't know it. You got involved. Did you go to the doctor? No, they look at me funny. Did you go over here? No, they look at me funny. They go into delusions. They're not looking at her funny. She might be a pretty woman, but she don't want any help. She thinks she knows it all. She thinks she can Jezebel all authority, government authority, her boss, her husband, even Jezebel her kids around. She thinks she can Jezebel her own health. She thinks she can Jezebel her own health. So here's what happens. She becomes an addict. Some kind of habit that controls her. Because she's run off all the men. She's run off her family. Her kids even. And so she becomes an addict. She doesn't care about herself. So you know she doesn't care about anybody else. She runs everybody off. Because this the spirit, it's a demon spirit. The Jezebel's a demon spirit. So after one or two or three or four or five men, maybe more, she finally says, this ain't going to work. Instead of her getting saved, she's so rebellious. She hates authority. Authority comes from God only. So if she hates any kind of natural authority, she's going to hate the spiritual authority, which is God. She won't submit to a man. She don't want to submit to a boss. She don't want to submit to a pastor because she thinks that it's a male chauvinist thing. When it's not, it's a God thing. God gives a woman authority to protect her. And God gives everybody authority to protect you. If you have somebody holding you accountable, you're gonna save your life. You know, the boss says, you got to be here at 8. Sir, yes, sir. You're held accountable. You're held accountable. I just went through a survey. Somebody wanted me to offer me a job. I went through and took the test. And one of the questions was, how many times are you late? Are you on time? Or do you show up on time? They want to know if you're going to be there, right? You need that authority to get you up out of bed because you say, well, I'm too tired or I'm too sick. And you know that authority is going to fire you if you don't get up, so you get up. And you know you got to get up in the next morning, so you go to bed at 10 or 9 or 11. Or you get your sleep, you know. And even if you don't get your sleep, you make sure you show up. What is the deal? Jezebel goes her whole life thinking she can overstep God's authority. That's the root. And so she thinks she has the master key of manipulation. But because it's so ingrained in her, everything out of her mouth is manipulation and witchcraft and sorcery. And she doesn't even realize that she's doing it. So it becomes so a part of her core being that she's lying to herself, and so because she's lied to so many people so long, and she's usually playing two or three men at the same time, that she starts to lie to herself, and she believes her own lies. And if she can get somebody who is a milquetoast, weakling man, and when she projects her stuff onto him, and she gets him all in emotions, then he's willing to say, okay, like a little puppy dog. But when he starts to see what the game is, that it's all drama. It's just ridiculous, especially at a certain age. When they get a certain age and they're still doing drama, you know it's a Jezebel. That's all she knows. She don't know how to function in normal life. She don't know how to submit to truth. She don't know how to submit to authority. She don't know how to submit to God. And she'll say she's submitting to God, but everything out of her mouth is contrary to what God teaches. And so her if they speak not according to this word, there's no light in them. So the God that they're worshiping is Lucifer, the God of this world. And they think it's the God, the true God. But God is going to take them all the way back to where they went wrong. But unless they go all the way back to where they made that decision to do evil and stay in evil, and it's like a daily choice, really. But they've created a stronghold in their mind, a groove in their mind, that all they know is evil. So here's what's going to happen. If Jezebel has a daughter or a granddaughter, they're going to, unless they wake up to what the Jezebel spirit is and they get saved, those are going to support her. And she's going to enable them, and she's going to train them to be another Jezebel. Why? Because she doesn't want her support system to be married off with a proper marriage. So she's going to try to divide the home so that woman lives with her mom. Because her mom's a Jezebel, and her mom ran her husband off. And then if she can't get the son-in-law to submit, she's going to run the son-in-law off and make him and side with her daughter when she throws a fit, instead of her mom telling her to go back and make it work. God says make it work and submit. She gets involved and she destroys her daughter's marriage because she's a Jezebel and she wants somebody to control. And if she can't control the son-in-law, she's got to get rid of the son-in-law. If she can't control one of her sons, he'll move away. Recently, I shook some hands of some men who were under a Jezebel, and they were 10 years younger than me, and my handshake stronger than theirs. They looked like little milk toast. And I'm sitting here thinking, sick. Somebody has Jezebeled these men. And sure enough, it's the same game. So Jezebel is training, and actually Jezebel will name her children after Jezebel. She will name her children after Lucy. She will name her children after Judith, or whatever that they talk about Eve and the other one. It's a demon, though. It's what's the name of that demon? They say it was Adam's first wife, but it wasn't. What's the name of that? Let me put this on pause and pull up on AI real quick. It just came to me before I could even pull up. Lilith. She'll name them after Lilith, after Jezebel, after Bella, Jezebella. She will name her children after Jezebel, rebellion. And so the children should change their name just because your mom or somebody named you. Is that your calling in life? You better go change your name down at the magistrate office, because if somebody's tried to set your name and establish your name to the dark side, you better go change your name. If my name, most people in the USA have three names. If any one of my names pointed to Cain or pointed to Judas or pointed to anything negative, I would actually go down to the magistrate office and change my name. I really would, because I know that your name is your calling. And yes, some people can get saved with a name, but I would still go change my name. I promise you, Jezebel is totally, totally sold out to evil. And if she can't get a man to submit to her, or her kids to submit to her, what happens? And she don't have anybody to support her. She ends up in a hotel room, or she's on disability. She usually ends up on disability, and she ends up in a nursing home and by herself. And, you know, She's all the way she gets attention is, I'm sick and poor pitiful me and always complaining and I'm tired, I'm sick, I don't feel good. But she won't stop the habits that made her that way because she's just of the flesh. She won't stop the habits because why? Because her whole life is put something in their mouth, put something in their body, put something in their ear, the music of the world, the delicacies of the world. And if you read Revelation 18 about Babylon, all that stuff's going to go away one day. And all those little fancy trinkets or whatever you call them, it's going to go away one day. And she's going to wake up and it's going to be too late. She's going to say, she's going to pick up the phone call. Johnny, where are you? Where are you? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be a Jezebel. You're going to hang up the phone. I'm sorry I didn't submit. He's already remarried. Or if he's single, he probably stayed single after Jezebel. And he's probably just going to hang up the phone because he knows her game. He knows that she's got Johnny and John and Richard and all them. And she's still trying to paint her face. Even at a certain age, she's trying to use painted face to hang on to a man. When a saved man looks at the heart. A saved woman should look at the heart of a man. But Jezebel looks at the pocketbook or the wallet of the man. Her pocketbook, the man's, how much money he's got in the bank. But Jezebel don't look at your heart. She looks at your, she don't care about your heart. She don't really know how to love. You can't love somebody with an evil heart, right? You could try, but they're so evil, it don't last. You can't love somebody with an evil heart. And out of the heart, the mouth speaks. When they start to curse you out and call you every name of the book because you're calling them out on their lies and you're not following, you're not submitting to them because you're doing what God says do, they reveal what they are. They reveal what they are. I just moved some furniture that I've been meaning to move for a couple years and clean the wall and dust it and reopen the window that I had shut off so I could let some light in on that side of the house. And it made a big difference in my outlook on life. And so, if there's a man dealing with a Jezebel, you better just get away and pray for her that she gets saved, because she's already master manipulated so many. And she's actually master manipulated her girlfriends to steal their husband. And so she's gonna mess you up. Unless you're a strong spiritual person. And if you're married to a spiritual woman, a truly spiritual woman, she's going to see past Jezebel. She's going to tell you, hey, you want to tell, a lot of times you say something wrong, that's the Jezebel spirit or something. But if you got a saved woman, she's going to see the Jezebel spirit before you do. But most of the time, nowadays, the saved women are so naive. Been sheltered their whole life, and so they're more naive than they need to be until they get hurt and burned a few times and they wake up. But a lot of times you tell your naive wife to don't let that person in the house, and they still let them in. Don't hang out with those people. I can promise you, those are evil people. I can tell by the words. And so God gives the man to protect the home. But when the woman would rather submit to her mama or her brother or somebody and not listen to the man, she's going to get in trouble. She's going to end up marrying. She'll end up taking off, marrying somebody who might have more money and all. But he's probably not going to be spiritual because no man's really going to put up with her. She hadn't repented and admit what she did the first marriage, no saved man is going to put up with her because she's going to just keep doing the same stuff over and over, thinking it's okay. And if she can milk toast him, then he'll go into drinking and stuff. And he'll probably end up cheating and go and find somebody else too. And so if she's trying to turn him into a milk toast, he'll get tired of it and he'll run to somebody else. And the cycle just keeps repeating. And I wouldn't be surprised had this Jezebel chased me for 30 years. And she showed up a couple years ago at my job. And I'm like, don't they ever quit? Don't they ever stop? And so I looked her in the eye. She looked me in the eye. And she knew I saw her. And she knew I was not giving her any grace. Because I know how evil that woman was. Lying through their teeth. What's that song? There's a song about that. Lying through their teeth. Now, I feel sorry for the saved women who run across these evil men that have the Jezebel spirit too. So, yeah, I beat up the women for having the Jezebel spirit. But I know there's some evil men out there that have the Jezebel spirit. And it's hard, I'm sure, from a woman's perspective, it's probably hard to live under a man's roof, just like sometimes it's hard to submit to a boss on the job because they have their weird ways about things. But if you love each other, it's not role-based, it's grace. But if your wife loves you and she's saved, and you say, well, honey, this, I know what you're saying, but that's not, let me show you the Bible verse. This is God's will right here. And do you want to do God's will, or you want us to do your will, or your mama's will, or whatever? Now, if it's not Bible related, yeah, you can go to the outing or whatever. But usually, when you go to the outing, it's a bunch of gossip and backbiting and trouble. He said, she said. So, especially if you have children, if you got a saved wife and you're saved, and you say, you know, I don't think we want our children learning from your Jezebel mom or Jezebel sister. I don't think we should let them spend time with them because they're going to be training them to be evil. And hopefully, if you're saved, you don't name your child Judas or Cain or anything like that. Because if you name your child of the dark side, why would you do that? As a saved person, if your wife wants to name your child from the dark side, you better run. You better talk about that before you get married. Because if somebody wants to name their child from a bad character, it could be from a movie or anything. If they want to name their child something to do with a snake, just like if I see a snake on a truck, don't tread on me, and they have a snake on the truck. They've been deceived. They're identifying with the snake. Don't tread on me. I used to believe that. And when God showed it to me, it's like, oh, I never put that on my car. It just didn't seem right putting a snake on my car. But I didn't decode it till later on in years. It's a trick of the devil. Don't tread on me. So the devil is saying, I want you to identify with the snake and be rebellious and don't trust God and be your own and have your little shotgun ready and your guns and don't tread on me and I'm going to fight these military tanks with a shotgun. Instead of praying for your nation and being a part of the solution instead of the problem, you get your little shotgun thinking you're going to stop a military onslaught. Pride, delusions. Anyway, the men and the women can have the Jezebel spirit. But if it's a saved man and a woman saved, they should be really able to communicate and talk to each other and say, look, your background was this. And do you really want to stay in that for your whole life? Because you know how it's going to end up. It's not going to end up good. Because you're being brainwashed by the Babylonian doctrine. And if you want to stay in that insanity, I'm not going to put up with it. So make a choice today. Just like in the wilderness, he said to the 20,000, that he said, choose you this day who you're going to serve. And the ones who wanted to serve God were saved. The 20,000 that didn't, the earth swallowed them up and they went away. And it's over. So when they walk away, it's their choice. They chose the dark side.